This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans sought red flag gun orders roughly 360 times in the first 3 years the law has been in effect. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more on his investigation into extreme risk protection orders.
In about half the cases, the subject of the ERPO petition had threatened other people. In a third, the concerns included suicide. CPR found that red flag petitions are much likelier to succeed when law enforcement seeks them compared to private citizens. Only about 1 in 5 petitions filed by family members or others resulted in a 1-year gun removal order, compared to more than 80% by law enforcement. However, most departments are rarely using this law. There are only a handful of Colorado counties where law enforcement have filed for 5 or more red flag orders. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coloradans who bet on greyhound races may be out of luck in the future. That's if a bipartisan bill in the state legislature moves forward. It would ban betting on simulcast dog races in other states. Colorado already bans in-state dog racing. The bill gets its first hearing today and is opposed by the Colorado Horse Racing Association. State wildlife officials captured 2 wolves and put GPS collars on them in northern Colorado last week. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife located and tranquilized the 2 wolves in North Park Thursday. One of the animals was previously captured 2 years ago and given a tracking device that later failed. Both wolves were fitted with new collars. Officials say the Walden pack migrated from Wyoming and produced 6 pups. Residents have reported that the pack has killed at least 5 cows and 2 dogs since 2019. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.